This is Alive with Joseph.
Give the Lord your praise, everybody. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Please still standing. Let's honor the Lord as we read his word standing this morning. I read Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 15 to 18. It says, "Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will give gold. I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise." Amen. Please do me a favor this morning. Walk up to five people. Announce the topic of this morning's service to them. Say to them, "Average is not an option. Average is not an option." Now go ahead and celebrate Jesus, everybody. Please, you may be comfortably seated. Amen. Welcome to church. Welcome to the third service. And welcome to the house of the Lord. Amen. Now, understand that the word of the Lord is clear concerning us, that how you look right now, notwithstanding, God is saying that he will make you an eternal excellence. And when God makes you, no devil can unmake you. Therefore, I declare you shall be an eternal excellence in the name of Jesus. Understand that your heavenly Father is committed to make you an eternal excellence. That means, friends, your life must impact on your generation and generations after you. And therefore, I declare again over you, the world will celebrate the day you were born in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as your amen will thunder, your generation will give God praise that you came to this earth in the name of Jesus. God will make you an eternal excellence in the name of Jesus. He will make you the joy of many generations in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy over you, Isaiah 60 verse 15 to 18 shall be confirmed in your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Now understand that the making begins with access to light. And you also walking in the light that you have gained access to. Access to light and walking in the light empowers you and I as believers to become an eternal excellence and the joy of many generations. So you are not sitting down watching. You are awake to your responsibilities as pointed out to you by scriptures. Therefore, I pray for you again. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your place in the rise of eternal excellence. In the name of Jesus, I declare you will not miss your place among the company of those who have been made eternal excellence. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss your place among those who have been made joy to their generation. In the name of Jesus. Now, eternal there connotes that God will make you an entity of eternity. God is saying that as you walk in the light that you have gained access to, that he will clear the obstacles on your way so that you can become an eternal excellence and also joy to many generations. And you doing your best work, you must understand that that is how you are able to become the eternal excellence that God has called you to be. So doing your best work will require your best self. Your best work will require your best self. So your purpose requires your potential. That is, you cannot make a difference not reaching. You can make a difference, rather, not reaching your potential. Why? Because there are people who are good at what they do, that even when they give 50% of effort, their 50% will be far better than other people's 100%. So some of you right now, you can make a difference not reaching your potential. But listen to me, you cannot make your difference without reaching your potential. You can make a difference not reaching your potential. You cannot make your difference not reaching your potential. And listen, friends, your destiny is your difference. And you reaching your destiny is not just about making a difference. You reaching your destiny, fulfilling all that God has called you to fulfill, is about you making your own difference. Therefore, I pray for you. You will make your difference in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loud orders. Amen. You shall make your difference in the name of Jesus. Thunder, it is my time to make my difference. Now, the scriptures are clear that you and I are made in the image and the likeness of our Heavenly Father. That is, we are made in the image of the God who is not an average God. There are so many words that the Bible uses to describe our Heavenly Father. And when I study through scriptures, one thing I discover is average is not one of those words. Average is not one of those words. Actually, the psalmist puts it this way in Psalm 8 verse 1. He says, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. He now continued and said, who has set thy glory above the heaven? He said, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. He didn't say, O Lord our God, how average is your name. He didn't say, how good is your name. He said, how excellent is your name. Friends, when you and I think about our Heavenly Father, we don't think ordinary. We don't think, good. We don't think, that He is average. When we think of our Heavenly Father, we think excellent, we think extraordinary, we think superior, we think distinct, and we think different. Why? Because He is an excellent God. So when the psalmist says here, the name of God is excellent in all the earth, he is not just saying that God has an amazing name. That's not what he's saying. When he said that your name is excellent in all the earth, he is talking about God's character, His reputation, and His track record. So he is simply saying that the character of God, the reputation of God, the track record of God is excellent. So when he said, how excellent is your name in all the earth, he was simply saying that everywhere I go, God, your track record, your reputation, your character is excellent. Everywhere I turn, your character, your reputation, your track record is excellent. That is to say, God, you are excellent in your character. You are so excellent in your competence, you are excellent in your reputation, you are excellent in your track record. Meaning, God, you are an excellent God. Meaning, who you are is excellent, and what you do is excellent. Now go ahead, give your excellent praise to this excellent God. Go ahead, give your excellent praise to this excellent God. Hey! That is to say, friends, God, you don't do anything haphazardly. You don't do anything halfway. When God does anything, He does it right. And He doesn't just only do it right, He does it well. He doesn't just stop there. He does it with a touch of excellence. That's who our Father is. So when you look at the story of creation in the book of Genesis, this is what it says. It tells us that God creates. When after God creates, He steps back, evaluates what He has created, then He will say it is good. He never said it is good until He has properly evaluated what He created and was sure it was good. Then He will now move to the next day. After He had evaluated what He had created and was sure it was good. So what He does, He creates. After that, He will properly evaluate. After properly evaluating, He determines and says, this is good. Then He moves to the next one. But when He arrived to the sixth day, when He created the human species, He said, it is not good that man should be alone. Now, after making that statement, being an excellent God, He didn't stop at discovering the problem. He also proffered a solution. He said, it is not good for man to be alone. Then He said, I'm going to make a helper that is suitable for him. Why? He is an excellent God. He is an excellent God. So, not only is the word average not as associated with our Heavenly Father, the word average is also not associated with you. The word average is not the word used to describe you in the Bible. The word average is not the word used to describe the New Testament believer. All through the scriptures, down to the New Testament, you will never find the believer, the word average being used to describe the believer. When you see the believer being described, you will see words like salt, royalty, peculiar, apple of God's eyes, chosen, anointed, beloved, head, not the tail, above, not beneath. Those are words that has been used to describe the believer all through scriptures. There was never anywhere in the Bible where the word average was used to describe the believer. That tells me, friends, there is nothing average about your life. There is nothing average about your destiny. There is nothing average about the call of God on your life. There is nothing average about the gift of God on your life. There is nothing average about all the deposits of heaven in your life. Therefore, I declare in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your days of average is over in the name of Jesus. I say your days of average are over in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, average will no longer be an option for you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Average is not an option for the believer. Hallelujah. So when you study through scriptures, you will see that God is always trying to get you and I to see something that he sees about us. He is trying to get us to see the way we have been created and crafted. Why? Because he knows that you will always behave in a way that is consistent with how you see yourself. You will always behave in a way that is consistent with how you see yourself. Understand that we don't live life based on how God sees us. You live life based on how you see yourself. Because there is a difference between the way God sees you and the way you see yourself. There is a difference. Have you noticed? Ladies don't date based on how God sees them. They date based on how they see themselves. Men also don't date based on how God sees them. They date based on how they see them. They marry based on how they see themselves. How you see yourself determines how you're going to marry. You never, when a lady sees herself as being broke, as being poor, guess what? She'll be looking for a rich man. That's true. Amen. The same thing, when a man sees himself as being broke, he'll be looking for a rich woman to marry. Amen. Because we date based on how we see ourselves. And I pray for you. Every wrong picture of yourself that you have carried before now, I command that error be corrected in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear you loudest. Amen. I said the error be corrected in the name of Jesus. The error be corrected in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, when you don't see yourself right, you will pick wrongly. When you don't see yourself right, you will not pick right. Settling for average is always a consequence of not seeing properly or not seeing yourself right. The reason many settle for average is because they don't see right. They are not seeing themselves properly. So they settle for anything. When you don't see yourself right, anything goes. Anything goes when you don't see yourself right. And I pray for you, any wrong picture you have in your mind concerning yourself, let the error be corrected in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen. I said the error be corrected in the name of Jesus. So some people are settling for average because they are not seeing. Settling comes from not seeing. Not seeing yourself properly. Not seeing your work properly. Not seeing your business properly. Not seeing your call and the gift of God on your life properly. When you don't see them properly, you will settle for average. You will settle for average. And many keep settling for average. Many keep settling for average. Average Joe, average life, average job, average this, average that. Today, in the name of our Lord Jesus, whatever has made average an option in your destiny, I delete it by fire in the name of Jesus. I say, I delete it by fire in the name of Jesus. Your days of average are over in the name of Jesus. Thunder loud and clear. Average is not an option. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. So God in the Bible keeps telling you and I who we are. Why? Because he wants what he thinks about us to override what we think about ourselves. Why? So that you and I can behave in a way that is consistent with what he thinks about us and not what we think about ourselves. So God is trying to get you and I to see that we have been called, crafted, and created and commissioned to be excellent. You've been called, crafted, commissioned, created to be excellent. You've been called, crafted, commissioned to be excellent. Called, crafted, created, commissioned to be excellent. So average is no longer an option for you. Average is no longer an option. Hallelujah. What then is excellence? Number one, excellence is highest and superior quality. Anything that is excellent is always the highest, always the superior, always the best. It is very distinctive by itself. Excellence, number two, is also quality that always stands out. For something to be outstanding, it must stand out. For something to be outstanding, it has to stand. If it is not standing out, it is not outstanding. Even if you call it outstanding. You calling it outstanding is not what makes it outstanding. Standing out is what makes it outstanding. You can call yourself an outstanding human being, my friend. You're not if you're not standing out. Amen. So for something to be outstanding, it has to stand out. Anything that anything that is excellent always separates itself from normal standards. Number three, excellence is quality that is always improving. So excellence is not just an activity we pursue and achieve. Rather, it is a commitment to ever improving, constantly desiring to be better, constantly desiring to be to upgrade, constantly desiring to stand up. Excellence is a process. Excellence is like a marathon. It is not a sprint. It is not something you do once and get over with. Excellence is ever progressing. Ever progressing. Give the Lord your praise this morning. This is my definition of excellence then. What is my own definition of excellence? This is my definition of excellence. My definition of excellence is, it is doing the best you can with the resources you have available. Doing the best you can with the resources you have available. Why? All God expects of you is to do the best you can with what you have available. And this is very liberating. It frees you. It frees you from the expectation that to be excellent means you have to operate with, you have to operate and perform with perfection. No, excellence has nothing to do with perfection. Perfection is not excellence. Perfection is not excellence. Perfection is not excellence. It frees you. It frees you from, from the expectation that you have that you must operate and perform with perfection. God expects you to do the best you can with what is available to you. Excellence is all. It frees you also from the desire to determine whether or not you are excellent based off of what someone else is doing. You cannot determine if you're excellent or not based off what someone else is doing, because they may not have the kind of resources you have. They may not have the kind of access you have. They may not have the kind of things that are available to them. There are people that have certain access to resources that you don't have. So if you're to determine your own excellence based on what they are doing, you will be in error, because the kind of money they have, you don't have. So you are to do the best you can with the available resources you have. And that has been how Alive Church has functioned. We have never looked at our excellence based on anybody, because some of them have crazy resources. Access to crazy, ridiculous resources. But we don't have that kind of resource. What do? We do the best we can in the same polokwani we are with what is available to us. Oh, give Jesus praise this morning. I said, give Jesus praise this morning. When we moved in here, we didn't have all the money to be able to buy LED screen and all of those things. What do we do? We looked at what is the best resources available to us. The wall. We turned the wall into a screen. Turned it into a screen. A very gigantic screen. The devil is a bastard. People started copying it. Hey, everybody now has copied it in this province. We turn it into a screen. We could have been crying, oh God, that we don't have money for LED, God. No. What do we have? We have, what do you call that thing now? I've forgotten the name. Projector. We have projector. We have a nice wall. Brother, what do? Paint it white. Put a border around it. Nobody will know. Until we changed it, nobody knew it was a projector and a wall. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. We were using it in Jesus' way, enjoying Jesus. Until the day Pastor Ike, I don't know what entered him. He exposed us, but that became the beginning where we now have LED screen. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Doing the best you can with what is available to you. That is excellence. So it frees you from trying to measure your excellence with someone else, because you know that you may not have the kind of resources they have, but with what God has given to you, you do it excellently well. Hallelujah. So excellence will always help us to reach beyond the mark. It will always deliver superior quality. Hallelujah. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. It says, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. And there are four concepts hidden in that verse, which I'm going to give to you. Then we pray and we go home. Four concepts quickly in that verse. So the first concept is excellence is observable. Excellence is observable. He said, do you see a man who excels? Do you see a man who excels? When a person is excellent, it will be seen. Do you see a man who excels? Do you see a man who excels in his work? When a person is excellent, it will be seen. There is nothing like, I am very excellent. It's just that nobody is seeing it. What are you talking about? Excellence is seen. Amen. If nobody sees it, it is not excellent yet. Keep working on it. Hallelujah. When you stand out, it is observable. When you stand out, it is observable. You cannot say, I am excellent. Nobody sees it. If you are excellent, even when you want to hide, you will be discovered. There, you'll be discovered. You want to hide it, you'll be discovered. Why? Because excellence is observable. Number two, excellence relates to what you do. He said, do you see a man who excels in his work, in her work? You cannot just claim you are excellent and have nothing to show for it. Excellence must relate to something you are doing. Excellence is not theoretical. It is something that is seen in our work. You are doing hair. Excellence must be seen in your work. You're a beautician. It must be seen in your work. Whatever you do, excellence must be seen in your work. It must be seen. You clean, it must be seen in your work. You cook, it must be seen in your work. You bake, it must be seen in your work. Excellence must be seen in your work. Seest thou a man who excels in his work? Not in their work, in his work. It has to be seen in your work. Hallelujah. We need to see it in your work. Excellence must be seen. You work for government, excellence must be seen. You work for private sector, excellence must be seen. You own your own business, excellence must be seen. You're a teacher, excellence must be seen in the way you teach those children. That you teach them out of mediocrity. You teach them out of not knowing. And you are a doctor, excellence must be seen. You don't give me wrong injection. Amen. And now you're not turning to intercessory prayer. Lord, please, may he not die you. Excellence must be seen. Excellence must be seen. Seest thou a man. I gave an example in the two services. I'll repeat it here. You know, so many years, I joined the spin class. I like the spin class. I like the bike. And I joined this class. You know, after a while, for so many years, I keep going to the same class. The same song, the guy will be playing the same song. How about the same song? Technology is improving. The same song. I knew all those songs word for word. Honestly speak, I knew the word song word for word. I know which track is coming and I know what he will ask us to do. It became so boring. I left. I said, I'm not doing it again. I left. Then the other woman, that one is even the worst. She will be playing. Who uses a CD? She still uses a CD. You play when he's at class, she puts the CD. You're still riding. As you're about to get into the zone, the CD will be cracking. I took off. No excellence. With the technology we have, you don't even have to put together a playlist again. Your Apple phone, I think all the phones, I don't know about Android, but your Apple phone now creates a playlist for you. No, I'm not disrespecting Android. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just based on what I use. So I'm giving example. It has playlists. You go to the workout session. It has playlists for cycling. It has playlists for running. It has, but you're still playing the olden day song. You know, since 2010 till the, no, you can't do that. Change it. Excellence. Then there's a young man who later I discovered he was taking, you know, the spin class. He used to be in the church. They moved now to Hong Kong. Tabo Ntuli. I went to his class. I screamed. I went to his class again. Went to all his class. His class was always full. Always full. Always full. Because he was doing the class so excellently well. When Tabo is done with you. You feel like, let's raise three tabernacle. One for you and not Tabo. One for the angel that was leading you, and one for me. That's how good that young man was. He was so good. I told him, start doing. He became my personal trainer. When he became my personal trainer, my running improved so drastically. You know, he had plans. There were some days he would say, this day is only for stretching. We will come for 45 minutes. He's stretching everything. You know, my old man bones is opening a crack, crack. Everywhere is opening. He went to Hong Kong now. I miss that young man so much. He went to Hong Kong, him and his wife. Have a beautiful daughter. I decided to try another personal trainer. This woman. Just 1 week, I was at the physio. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. Ask my wife, is here. 1 week, I was at the physio. No direction, no nothing. You just appear and say, today, okay, what are we doing today again? Start lifting weights. I'm not a bodybuilder. The one of the days to train me to the point all my legs were, you know, for over a month, I couldn't do anything with my legs. I ran. Today when she sees me, when are you coming, Pastor? I say, soon, soon, soon. Who wants to die? No excellence, no nothing, no direction, no nothing. No nothing, no excellence. Excellence is in every work. Why am I saying that? I'm trying to make you know that excellence is not for CEOs. Excellence is not for business, mega business. Excellence is in the little thing, Tabo. In spin class, he had excellence. Everything was ordered. Every day was ordered. Everything. Excellence. Excellence. I pray for you as your amen will thunder. Let the spirit of excellence come upon your work in the name of Jesus. Let it come upon the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. You will be excellent. You will not be a mediocre in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. Excellence has to be seen. You're baking, bake it well. We shouldn't plant our teeth on your cake and our teeth can't move again. Amen. You say you cook, we give you to cook. By the time you finish cooking, the meat is like rubber. We're struggling to chew the meat. All the calcium on our teeth is disappearing because the meat has refused to be broken down because of the way you have cooked it. Excellence. 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 You clean the floor. Excellence. Never say because I work in the government. No, no, no. Excellence. Excellence. Remember, it is seest thou a man diligent in his work. In his work. Not our work. His work. At Life Church, I've been running like this with excellence. When we're by the corner, Corner Excelsior, Indian Center. We were in Indian Center. Indian Center was not in us. It was not. You think we started excellence because the church is big now? No, 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 no. When the church was still small, when it was where two or three are gathered, we're doing it excellently well. Doing it excellently well. Excellently well. Hallelujah. Number three. Number three. Excellence brings you out of the unknown. The Bible said he will not stand before unknown men. She will not stand before unknown women. One way to gauge your excellence is, who are the people you are standing before? If all the people who are exposed to your work are unknown people, it means your work has not become excellent yet. Who are the people? And it doesn't mean that you're not sincere. It doesn't mean that you're not working hard. It just means that your quality is not excellent yet. One of the benefits of excellence is you will not stand before unknown people. Excellence brings you out of the unknown. It brings you out of the unknown. Number four, excellence raises you to the highest levels. The text tells us, it says, he will stand before kings and not mean men. That is to say, when you are excellent, your level will change. I pray for you. May your level change in the name of Jesus. When you are excellent, you will stand on king's level, on queen's level. Excellence allows you to stand on a higher level of life. It introduces you to the circle of people who are very high. Because people are looking for excellent people all over the place. They are looking for excellent minds.
You can be an excellent husband, be an excellent wife, be an excellent co-worker, be an excellent, you can be excellent in every area, because when I talk about this, I don't want you to limit it to one place. No. Excellence in every area. You can be an excellent pastor. There are pastors who are not excellent. Someone wrote a review on our page the other day and said, you know, when I came to that church, you know, the service was very fast. I said, if you want to stay in an endless service, there are churches you can go to. You see here, these are respectable men and women. Excellent men and women. And I respect them, I honor them, and we're going to serve them with honor and dignity. Can you imagine if you come to, listen, friend. Can you imagine you come to church today? They said service will start by 11:30. And you arrive here, 11:30, service has not started. 12 noon, service has not started. 12:30, we now say, Bazalani, you know, we're still waiting for others to join us. That's a serious sign of unseriousness from a group of unserious people. Amen. Then after we finally start, testimony time, pray. Then we stay 3 hours, 4 hours. We say, actually, Sundays is for God. Who told you that? Every day is for God. Every day is for God. I respect you. I honor you. You are an excellent man. You are an excellent woman. You are a respectable person. I must respect your time. One of the ways to show respect to a person is to respect their time. You have to go back home and do other. Some of you have been working from Monday to Saturday. Today is the only day you have for yourself. I shouldn't keep you here the whole day. If 1 hour, 30 minutes cannot be enough in teaching you, 5 hours will still not be enough. Amen. I respect you. That's why I make the service 1 hour, 30 minutes. So that you can go back. You can, those who come for 8 a.m., you can still go back and have a nice breakfast. Go have whatever you want to have. You can plan your day. You can tell anybody, we can fix our appointment for 1:30, because I know our church service will be over by 1:00. I know that Muruti will not come from nowhere and say, you know, today, Uri. That's no excellence. That's some funny things. Let's not do that. So we respect you. When anybody say, you go to that church where they finish on time, you say, yes, because they respect me and they respect my time. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Excellence. Hallelujah. So when someone says organizations are not paying well, that is a very relative statement. You should just say they are not paying you well. Because there are people who are earning 150,000 rands as monthly salary as we speak. And there are those who are earning far more than actually the vice chancellor of University of Johannesburg. He's the highest paid vice chancellor in South Africa. This man, Professor Mpedi, he gets paid 683,000 rands per month. He's not a politician. So we will not say it's a political money. He's an academician. He's a professor. The man is an excellent man. He has taken University of Johannesburg to be one of the best universities in the continent right now as we speak. Being paid properly. Excellent man. Excellent man. Hallelujah. And the people, you know, people are looking for such people to employ. And the reason is because they are excellent. In every field of life, excellence is a very desirable quality. Everywhere we are, people are looking for excellence. The value of a person is not just how long the person has been in the organization. It is how excellent your work is. Most of us want to be excellent people. Some even think that they are excellent people. But most of us are not getting the benefit of excellence. Why? Because our work is not saying that we are excellent. Two things quickly, and I close you. The last scripture. Proverbs 16:26, it says, the appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on. Two words stands out in that scripture. Appetite, hunger. Appetite, hunger. What then is hunger? Hunger is the desire for something to meet our needs. That is, if you want to be excellent, you must be hungry for it. What is appetite? Appetite is the capacity required to satisfy. Appetite and hunger are not the same. One deals with the need, the other deals with satisfaction or capacity. So having appetite in that text is not only talking about food. You can have appetite for many things. So in our context, in the context of our discussion this morning, we are dealing with appetite for excellence. When a person have a hunger for excellence but very low appetite for excellence, they will do very little and feel satisfied, and they will not go anything more. And one of the challenges of our time is we have a generation that is low in appetite for excellence. And the reason so many people don't sustain excellence is because they have hunger for excellence but no appetite for excellence. And one of the challenges we have seen is that the standards around us they are getting lower and lower and lower every day. And when the standards around you are low, with very little effort, you can easily become the head. And if you're not careful, you can be rubbing your stomach. You can easily become the head when the standards are low. When the standards are low, you can become the head. But if you're not careful, you can easily, think that you have arrived. My late mom would tell me that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is the king. But the day the one-eyed man enters into an environment where people have two eyes, automatically he loses his kingship. Hallelujah. Something in you needs to say, I will have an appetite to be bigger, to be better. Although I'm the head now and around me, it looks like nothing is bigger or better, I will continue to grow. I will continue to improve myself. Listen, friends, if you don't have a large appetite for excellence, your success will be short-lived. I've been preaching now for so many years. I got ordained in 1999. I've been preaching since 1999. Every of my teaching, I take my time to prepare. Before electronic gadgets came out, I used to use notebooks. My notebooks are still there. Some are in my office, some are in the house. Notebooks. I have notebooks that I write on. I've never appeared on any preaching service from as a young preacher to who I am, to where I am today, with a notebook. And I've never appeared unprepared. I don't wake up Sunday morning as I stand up, by the side of my bed. I just do. Okay, Psalm 68. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. That's what I'm... No. I take time. Why? Because I respect you. You are an excellent man. You are an excellent woman. And you deserve excellent service. Give the Lord your praise. Don't you think you deserve excellent service? Don't you think so? Don't you think you deserve excellent service? Amen. If you want to be excellent and not average, don't be like the lion who only hunts when he is hungry. You must develop the capacity that whichever prey comes your way, you will hunt it down. Let's rise on our feet and go home. Hallelujah. The lion only hunts when he's hungry. Don't be like that. Develop capacity. Be hungry. Have appetite that any prey comes your way, you'll hunt it down, whether you're hungry or not. If you don't have a large appetite for excellence, your success will soon be short-lived. And I close you with this final thought. Number one, be the best that God has made you to be. Not the best in the world, but the best that God wants you to be. And if you want to be the best God wants you to be, you will never stop your hunger and appetite for excellence. Number two, be determined to achieve all that God has made available to you. And my prayer for you is that no matter how low or small you have started, you will continue to rise in the name of Jesus. I say you will continue to stand out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of excellence comes upon you and the works of your hands in the name of Jesus. In the marketplace, you will stand out not because you're politically connected. You will stand out because you are doing your work excellently well in the name of Jesus. You will stand out because you are doing your work excellently well in the name of Jesus. You will do your work so well that even when they try to implicate you, they will find nothing against you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.